Part 1. Twilight of the Romanovs. Russia has been strong, thanks to autocracy. Konstantin Petrovich Pobedonosov, procurator of the Holy Synod, and advisor to Tsar Alexander III and Tsar Nicholas II. The revolutionary enters the world of the state, of the privileged classes, of the so-called civilization, and he lives in this world only for the purpose of bringing about its speedy and total destruction. Sergei Nichev, Catechism of a Revolutionary, 1869. 1. The Old Regime and Its Enemies. The Russian Empire at the turn of the 20th century was enormous. In land surface area, the British Empire was larger, but it was strewn in non-contiguous bits and pieces across the globe. The Tsar's domain stood as one, long and wide, stretching 6,000 miles from Russian Poland to the Pacific Ocean, from the frigid waters of the Arctic to the baking steppes of Central Asia. As a journalist observed, the United States could be dropped into Russia and leave room to spare for China and India. Just looking at the map was enough to induce terror in Russia's neighbors. Relentlessly, as if impelled by some unshakable law of expansion, the Tsarist Empire had grown by 55 square miles a day, by 20,000 a year, since the 17th century. True, the extension of the borders left the Tsar's armies with ever more territory to defend, but it also gave the empire strategic depth, as Napoleon had learned in 1812. Projecting trends forward, it was easy to imagine a future map on which Russia had swallowed chunks of China, Afghanistan, Persia, the Ottoman Empire, Austrian Galicia, and East Prussia. Compounding the sense of menace the empire posed to its enemies, Russia's population had quadrupled in the 19th century to 150 million. It would leap again after 1900, reaching nearly 175 million by 1914. The Russian economy, although still only the fifth largest in the world, behind Britain, France, Germany, and the United States, was by the first decade of the 20th century.